Hey everyone, it's the Between the Lines post-game report brought to you by Gatorade. Mike Wobshaw, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, coming to you from U.S. Bank Stadium after another heartbreaking loss for the Vikings. It's a tune that's becoming all too familiar. Defense plays great. Offense, just not quite enough to get the job done. The Vikings take the NFC leading and NFL leading Dallas Cowboys down to the wire. Can't quite get the two-point conversion at the end of the game to tie the game. What were your thoughts?
I'm very perplexed right now. Cowboys didn't overwhelm me. I mean, rookie quarterback's good. Rookie running back looks like he's going to be really good. Might want to slow down on the Adrian Peterson comparisons, but that's okay. God bless him. Honestly, I don't think the Vikings deserve to win with all the mistakes they made this evening, including the muff punt late. I was not a fan of trying to run that punt. There took them too long to score a touchdown. You're not going to beat Dallas by kicking field goals. But then again, the Vikings defense, as it has been so many times, was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic on a night. Sadly, head coach Mike Zimmer could not be on the sidelines due to eye surgery. So like I said, I'm perplexed. You know, the Vikings did enough things to win the game this evening. But then part of me doesn't think they deserve to win the games with some of these just ridiculous penalties and some things that took place.
There are negative plays on offense that are really hurting the offense because, you know, the offense, God bless them, as banged up as they are, they don't need life to be any harder than it is naturally with all the injuries, especially along the offensive line. And when
absolutely
you have
agree.
The negative plays, you know, negative rushes are one thing, but it's the penalties. On the two-point conversion right down here, you know, you had a false start that backs you up. And I think it's the negative plays on offense that are really hurting this team. In Mike Zimmer's absence, though, this team shows you the heart and the fight that they show when Mike Zimmer is here. You have to give them credit for that, but it's just not quite enough. When I look back on most games in the NFL come down to one, two, three plays.
Yeah.
This Vikings defense gave up one bad play, really, today, and it was the Dez Bryant long catch down to the one-yard line. Aside from that, this defense did a great job against a powerful offense.
Like I said, I was not overwhelmed by Dallas and, you know, putting together the game-calling depth chart. There were some unbelievably lofty stats for Dallas, including 28.5 points per game. They finished with 17. And quite honestly, they got 7 of them, 14 of them, one on a blown coverage on a Dez Bryant 56-yard reception, the other on the Thielen muff, where they had a first and goal at the 8. So the Vikings defense represented well. I thought Mike Prefer, as the interim head coach, did a really good job filling in for Mike Zimmer. He had a key challenge late in the game on a Dak Prescott first down that it really saved the game. And then Prescott and center Frederick kind of botched the exchange, and the Vikings went down, scored to cut it to 2, couldn't get in on the two-point conversion. And, you know, the Vikings have just taken some really bad beats this year. 2 to Detroit, this one tonight to Dallas. And now, quite honestly, you need to win the rest of your games if you want to make the playoffs, and that begins a week from Sunday at Jacksonville.
It does. The Vikings are at Jacksonville on Sunday. A week after that, Indianapolis comes here, and then the Vikings close at Lambeau in Week 16, and then here against the Chicago Bears in Week 17. So still a quarter of the season to go. When you look at the standings, the Vikings are going to be right in the hunt in the NFC. They're on the outside looking in right now, but as Paul said, probably going to have to run the table from here on out. That's it for tonight. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for continuing coverage of this game. The Gatorade Between the Lines post-game report is over. Stay tuned for more.